Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Alaka Salam Mogus. I went to Oroville in 2008 to learn from Satprem and his experience on urban construction. Before that, I would like to tell you a little bit about myself. By profession, I'm an architect. I studied in architecture here in Addis Ababa. And while in my education period, a lot of questions had been arising regarding sustainability and environmental protection and our role as human beings in this world, what we can do to improve this. And so these thoughts and ideas have been festering in me for quite a while until through an internet experience, I was able to come in contact with the trainings that was going on in Oroville. So through the idea of urban construction, I was able to go to Oroville and share in all the experiences that you have been part of, to learn from you and also to have an idea of how we can improve our world by what we do. So today's presentation is a bit short presentation on what has happened after my visit to Oroville and after my return to Ethiopia through inspiration and through the experiences that I got. I was able to forward some of the things that I learned here in Ethiopia. So this is basically a picture diary. So it's not a formal presentation. So I just want you to visualize what has been going on in Ethiopia since then. So basically, this is just a refresh of how our classes were when we were there. This is, of course, as you can see, we were in class in Satprem, and we learned a lot of things on the vault. This is basically a 1 month course that we took here, four sessions, that means. So it was an intensive training on introduction to earth construction, on application of earth construction in vaulting structures, how to design it, how to build it, how to make these earth blocks, which is a specific type of earth blocks which are been researched on and forwarded here, which are compressed, stabilized earth blocks, and of course a little on round earth construction technology. So basically, a lot of interaction and knowledge transfer had been going on. So within this 1 month of training, I was kind of up to date on what was going on with modern earthen construction techniques. So I was able to come back next week. So before, of course, this experience, as you can see, a lot of practical experience as well was involved, not just theoretical. I was very much impressed by Satprem because of his candidness, the amount of it takes a lot of courage, basically. Those of you who are in education, you would know that it's difficult to admit when you're wrong, when something is not correct, when you try it. Especially in the world, you don't see this kind of candidness. So I was very much impressed in how frank Satprem was in demonstrating and showing that these things work, these don't work. I've tried this, it did not work, so don't try it because it's been proven not to work from his experience. So it also gave me the motivation to try new things without fear, so that we can either find new ways, or if it doesn't work, we'll try to find another way. So basically, the whole experience was very practical and theoretical as well. Next, of course, in my visit, I did have a lot of connection with other people. It is a very wonderful experience to meet so many people with similar motivation and ideas to to betterment, basically. So I was able to share in the culture of India and also realize how similar Indian culture is to Ethiopia. So especially the way the cultural dances are, the way people greet, the way people eat, because Ethiopian culture as well, we eat by hand. In India as well, even though it's rice, we eat by hand. It's a bit difficult for us to realize that, but so it was a very interesting experience. And also to see some very beautiful and very wonderful creatures on the planet, especially you don't see this kind of birds in Ethiopia, so it was a very good experience in that regard. Next, please. Of course, after my return, I was able to go into construction industry and then see what's been around. And I was fortunate enough to link up with some people who are also interested in these ideas. So people who had land, real estate land, I was able to partner up with them to practice some of this technology, this newfound urban construction technology, to test it, to prove it for ourselves. Because usually if you don't prove it, you cannot really assimilate it into your heart. So we were trying different things from our experiences, and we also tried to further the knowledge. It's not only just replicating what's been done in India, but also taking it and also trying it out for ourselves. So we tried different things to also combine it with what we've been doing here. So this is one experience that we did in, this is in Deborah Zeit, which is about 45 kilometers from here, from Addis Ababa. This building is not finished yet due to some problems with the clients, but this is completely with earthen construction and only plastering with the cement stabilization. Next, please. So afterwards, I was fortunate enough to go into the academic sector and do further research on this. So through my experience from Oroville, I was able to link with the Addis Ababa University Building College, as it is ongoing renovation and change of ideas. I was able to merge with their system, and now currently I'm the chairholder for the Appropriate Building Technology Chair, which is focused on the research and construction of this kind of technologies. So basically, we did a sample project on campus on earthen building, a G+1 building. What you see here is the ground floor level was built completely with unstabilized, which means without having cement stabilization in it, compressed. This is a rounded first floor. And the second level was built with the compressed earth technology as a demonstration. So basically, I was part of this construction, and what you see, the stair systems and these dome structures, I was able to input into this construction from what I've learned from the Indian training experience. So this, as you can see, the stair system here, this is purely with stone and earth mortar, but the vaulting structure, the passage below it, is done with compressed earth blocks. So we basically changed, modified some designs to implement this. This is unique for us because we did not use any reinforcements, reinforcement bars or concrete structures. Usually nowadays people don't understand. If it does not work with concrete, there's no other solution. This is what the people have an idea here. So it was a very unique experience for the people here as well. So this was one example. The dome structure, what you see here, the one on the left, the bottom one, it was a bit challenging to do. A lot of questions still there, but we managed to do this. The unique thing about this is the building is 8 meters by 6 meters wide. Especially for somebody who just took a training in this on a small scale model, to apply it on such a large scale, so many questions, so many structural problems, it was a bit of a challenge. We had several failures, and we finally managed to do this at the end. The next one as a sister project to the one I just showed you, we were able to further this knowledge. Let me just go back once. The previous research project was called SUDU. SUDU means Sustainable Urban Dwelling Unit, which is designed as a model building for urban setting. So basically, this is also to demonstrate to the government that alternative technology exists when they want to rehabilitate or renovate slum areas and small area, compact areas for people to live in. So this is an example from the institute, so which is a good linkage to the government as well. The following project is called SURDU, which is a sister project, but for the rural area. We were able to gain partners in the Goragi zone. The Goragi zone's government was interested in evolving the traditional rural housing units. So we were, myself and through the housing chair at the IABC, which is the campus, we were able to acquire this project and research on the area and found out, of course, the available materials on site were earth, one, and agricultural byproducts, which are straw and something like that. So we also were in the mind that traditional housing uses a lot of wooden construction, which means traditionally what they use is it's called the wattle and log technique. They have these thick branches, they put it as structural elements. I'm sure you have it in many countries all over the world. Then they plaster it with earth. But this uses a lot of wood, and it's also susceptible to pest attack, fire, or something like that, because one, it's very thin walls, and it does not, it's easily attacked by such kind of disastrous experiences. So we say we do not want to use that. We want to introduce new approach. So we went and produced blocks, earth blocks with straw. But these ones are not stabilized or compressed. But the idea is that the same technology which you use in the compressed earth technology can be applied where such kind of investments are not available, or such kind of materials such as cement stabilizers are not available. So we produced this, and by design we also followed their architecture and were able to build a G+, a ground level, a two-story building. You see the stair up, going up, completely with earth. Traditionally they would not understand this because there is no stick, there is no wooden parts, which was the structural part. So we proved to them that they can build without the use of earthen systems. The roofing also here, what you see, this is using bamboo structures. Bamboo, of course, is a grass family which grows very fast. So it also can substitute wooden structures. So we were promoting this for this area because they were not using it, but we brought this from a neighboring region. So they traditionally had been using this. This type of roofing, they have claimed that it can stay up to 30 to 40 years. So this is a natural material that stays for a long period of time, which was favorable for such kind of promotion. So basically, this is the research. Of course, after that, simultaneously, we did also other projects. This is through my own company. This is on a farm site with compressed earth technology. So basically, we had clients who took in this kind of construction as an alternative to their customary way of constructing. So we made the blocks on site. This is about 50 kilometers from Addis Ababa. It's in the rural farm site, which they did not actually have a lot of soil on the site, but we were able to get the soil about 3 kilometers away from the site. So we produced the blocks and we did the construction. It's on the finishing stage. We're doing the final roofing structures. Next. Another project also which we are following is, of course, we want to promote these vaulting structures as alternatives. This project is a seed bank. Basically, what it is the farmers We did this project with an NGO. This NGO is called Yosan, which is focused on promoting seed storage systems and alternative seed technologies. So basically, we approached them and said, we will build you material with materials that you can find on your own site. So they were very much excited. And the people in the room, in those areas were also very much keen to learn this kind of technologies so that they can adapt it as their own for business purposes as well. So we were, this is basically a demonstration construction. What you see on the right side, the bottom side, is the level that it's at. We are now building the last layer of the vaulting structure. It's also a bit challenging project. This one, we had to do a lot of testing with the compressed earth blocks. The soil that we found is a bit different, which also shows us that we have to be always keen on how to use this technology and to transfer it to other people. This is basically the major projects that we have been doing the past about 3 years now. It's slowly progressing. People are asking questions. They want to know more on how cost-effective this is, and we are also keen on how on proving that this is cost-effective and applicable on different projects. I would like to close my presentation with another picture diary. The other folder,
thanks.
There's another folder. Just pictures. This one, there was an exhibition a few months ago on called Green Ethiopia. It was organized by another NGO who wanted to promote urban construction. So basically, we just quickly produced these earth blocks, and within a day, we were able to. We can just go through slowly. Okay, so we were able to. Okay, this is next. Okay, this is the Sudu. This is the one. This evening we will be able to see this building at the campus, so that we see.
Yeah.
This is one. Oh, okay, now it's gone. So this is a small, simple structure that we designed. It was so simple that I just took the idea of how deep the structure has to be.
Otherwise, it goes fast.
Okay, yes. So, the masons that you see here have never done this vaulting structure. This is their first time. I just basically showed them that they have to build it this way, and I just left them. I just did a few layers of blocks, and they took over. They used their own experience on construction techniques, and they were able to build this structure within a day. This is about 2 meters by 2 meters structure. The design requirements. The design requirement was so minimum that I actually did not have any design made for this structure. Just by principle, I knew how high the vault had to be. So basically, it shows that this is very much easy to adapt and apply for any construction. What we can apply such kind of structures is as alternatives to these concrete slab structures. Normally, what we have is we have a lot of, when we're building high-rise buildings, suspended floors, we have to build such kind of structures, concrete slab. This concrete slab require one, formworks, which means the concrete has to be cast on some sort of slab, precasting slab. So this is removed by using this kind of structure. The other thing is, we did not use any type of reinforcement in this kind of structure. For example, we just have the columns and the beams, and in between there is no reinforcement. So this is quite a very revolutionary, especially for our modern way of building. So this is a possibility, and we showed it to them. So we can go quickly so that we can just see.
There you go.
Yes. Basically, we built this with the mortar we used was earth only, no cement in it. Earth and sand, we just mixed it right there on the site. And then they were able to build it. At first they were afraid because when they were removing it, they said, no, earth cannot stick. But soon they were able to adapt to it. This is when I was showing them the first arch. So basically we did one arch, removed the formwork, went to the second arch. Normally you don't see this in concrete kind of construction because the concrete has to dry before they remove the formwork. So basically this also speeds up the construction system. It is my interest also to promote this kind of unique technologies for the industry level, at the industry level. So in the coming few months, we will be giving workshops to architects, engineers, contractors to have an idea of how these technologies apply in their situations. So it will be very much linking what we've learned from Oroville, from our experience, to what we can do here in Ethiopia. Basically, they did the four arches, and then they will be extending it towards the inside. I'm sure those of you who have seen this kind of construction can see how simple it is. And just by using ropes, they were able to project it towards the center and close it. We even had to make them slow down so that people can actually enjoy the process, because it was so fast.
Okay, sorry. No, I put again okay. Automatically.
Yeah? No, it's good. It's good. Let it finish. I wanted to show immediately after they finished, the masons, we put the masons on top.
Yeah.
Basically so that people see that this is a very stable structure. Yeah. And we even had to shape the metal structure at the bottom to show them that it's a very stable, possibly earthquake-resistant kind of structure to be built with earth. So I'm very much thankful for your attention, and also very thankful to Sadprim for this wonderful experience and knowledge transfer. Questions? Do we accept questions? Yes.
Thank you for this wonderful presentation and dynamism in architecting in Ethiopia. And this is so, I feel so proud to see such a presentation. But my question is the Chinese experience that they produce precasting the slab from different serial straws a fitting for the roof. And it's they are reproducing it. You can see around the cities.
Yes.
I feel this one is competitive to their work. I feel maybe I may be wrong, but I want to elaborate the comparative advantage with Chinese structure.
Okay.
What is the relation? Anything common between your work and their work?
Honestly, I don't know the specific case you're
referring to. They put it for the roof. It is a fitting. Uh-huh. It just simply fits. And you put another from the top, another. You can't make it a wall, you can't make it a roof. But they make it from Ethiopian serial straw, different straw.
Okay.
So, as compared to them, what is the appreciated in your work?
Okay. The thing is, I haven't had an experience to do a comparative study on their technology versus this vaulting structure technology. What I can say that is the different kind of forms of construction techniques exist to fit different situations, basically. So there are industrial solutions that have been coming. It can be promoted by businesses, or it can be promoted academically. But this study has to be furthered before you can comment on such kind of alternative to concrete construction techniques. This vaulting structure construction has been around for ages, basically. It has come before the calculation of construction techniques. This concrete construction, it's basically a predecessor to such kind of constructions. So for Ethiopian case, we did not have such experiences. So for us, it's a new realization in this area. So we can do further study to find out how to make it. But I do not want to give you the idea that this is the substitute for concrete construction. This is the substitute for other kind of form of construction. These sometimes supplement each other where it is applicable, and we can use it in that way. We should not think of it as the ultimate solution for all our problems. Mm-hmm. So this is how we have realized it. And the fact that it's cost effective or not, we are still further studying it, and it depends on every area and every project requirements. Basically, this is it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It's not my first time to see Malacca Salaam, but I never heard something like today from him, so quite proud. Anyway, maybe my question is for both of you.
Yes.
Okay. First one is historical or general question. Is this a new technology, this Earth Institute, or is it a revival of the old? Because some years ago there was no cement or not some years ago, long ago, they used to construct buildings.
Okay.
So is it a revival of that? This is my question.
Okay.
And secondly, it's technical. You know, when I see the buildings in your presentation as well as in Mr. presentation, some of the buildings, the blocks are white, I don't know, the buildings are bright in color. And most of the time when they produce, they are red.
Okay.
So it reminds me of clay soil. Are you selective in soil, or is it some kind of color that you use together? And
let me answer those two.
Yes, okay.
Okay, let me answer those two, and whether you have to go. This technology is, I think I mentioned a little bit earlier, it's not a new technology. It might be new to us, or at least to a few of us. There might have been some people who have known this technology, but have not promoted it more widely, especially in Ethiopia, this is what I'm talking about. But the technology is not a new technology. It's been here for ages, for millennia, I think. Since construction started and this vaulting technique started, the unique thing about this construction technique is it's basically foolproof in principle. There are some fundamental things that we have to know, but the way they did it is without calculation, they were able to make small scale models. And by such small scale models, they can replicate it to make such large construction. This is why it's been able to be used. In Europe, if you see most of the vaults and dome structures in churches and monasteries and old structures, you see that this kind of construction has been going on for a long time, before concrete and reinforced concrete techniques have been around. So this is not a new technology in the world, but for us, it's new possibilities, I think. Regarding color, since we're using soil has many colors. Different shades, different colors, and this is what you see reflected on the buildings. Of course, you can paint it, you can color it. A lot of things have been done within this area to change the color, the original color of the material, to get another view of the building. So this is color is a lot of possibilities with color. Comes naturally, or you can also do some modification yourself.
Okay. Another question is actually a simple question. When they were mixing the previous week, you know, in this country when they mix, when they use these conventional blocks, they use water, mix it, and then put it in the machine.
Yes.
But when I saw the previous one, they put the soil, mix the soil, and then put it in the machine. Is the water in the machine not by itself?
No, you mix with water.
You mix with water? It's the amount of water that differs.
I don't know.
This one, you make it a little wet.
And no frame is either today.
For which one?
For fixing the building.
Mostly no. Because when you're building, the first one that I showed you, the arches, usually when you build an arch, you need some sort of formwork, which is a small section, which is basically cost effective. But using that arch, you can extend these arches to make vaults and dome structures, which require no formwork, which means to hold it up, but you just need guides, construction guidelines.
Regarding cost effectiveness, you see sometimes I see some kind of similar ones, or same ones, in exhibitions and some shops. Yes. But when we see the cost, I don't see much difference from the blocks. There's no much difference. So it cannot be really available for many people, especially concerning the
cost,
this low cost house,
yeah.
The present day when they leave,
yeah.
You know, people have a little complaint about that.
Okay.
But if there is reliability and low cost effectiveness, what do you think of using it for
We're further researching on this issue of cost effectiveness, because cost effectiveness, to discuss about cost effectiveness, you have to have two elements that are of equal size, equal value, equal parameters. So there are a lot of things that we have to consider to make it more cost effective. There are ways we can select these things, but further research is being done. That's what way we're here. We're doing further research. We're studying it at the university level. Unlike previously, which came directly to the industry before it came to the academic sector where we did study research on it. Now we are trying to find ways to improve, check it, test it, retest it, and then before we can say, okay, this is one possibility for the public, for the industry. So this is what we are doing now. But we are applying it as well, as you have seen in my projects. We're actually applying it on project sites, and we're seeing problems, and also we're finding solutions as well.
Thank you, Melike. You can ask afterwards. Thank you so much.